This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It's going to be years, maybe a lot of years, before political scientists and historians fully unpack Donald Trump's impact on the American political landscape. It's somewhat easier to evaluate his impact on the actual landscape. Mr. Trump is, as he often reminds us, a businessman, specifically a businessman who got his start as a real estate developer. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore took a look at Trump's architectural legacy.
Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue is angular, black and gold, glass all around, and you walk in and...
I see waterfalls, granite, a lot of his name everywhere.
Lauren Katz gets her coffee at the Starbucks here.
Definitely a lot of gold. The escalators are gold. It's gold in the lobby. His bar has gold. Gold all around. I mean, it's aesthetically pleasing.
He believes in using expensive materials that convey prestige and wealth, and people buy into that.
Gerald Kaden is professor of urban planning and design at Harvard. He says in some ways the legacy of Trump buildings is a matter of taste.
To some, they're the height of ambition and the height of prestige, and to others, they're gaudy. But he has certainly pioneered, with some others, architecture as brand.
Brand it is. Trump's name is on at least 9 buildings in New York alone, though he doesn't own all of them.
Glitz and ego.
Blair Kamen is the architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune.
He doesn't do a lot of affordable housing.
Kamen actually became a target of Trump's after he criticized the decision to put a giant sign on Chicago's Trump Tower.
The sign consisted of his name in stainless steel letters glowing at night. And it was half as long as a football field, and the letters were 20 feet high. And the sign was in a particularly annoying place.
The city council there passed an ordinance to keep this sort of thing from happening in the future, but the original giant Trump letters are still hanging right up there.
This was started by a third-rate architectural critic for the Chicago Tribune, who I thought got fired. He was gone for a long period of time.
That was Trump speaking on the Today Show. Kamen actually has a Pulitzer and was on a fellowship at Harvard anyway.
His legacy ranges from buildings that have actually been praised.
Like Trump World Tower. It's this narrow obsidian slab of a building across from the UN. It had the first inertial damper in a residential building to control swaying.
To buildings that have been panned.
He put up a string of apartment towers that literally blocked the sun from the entire Upper West Side of Manhattan.
John Stewart there. The buildings cast some shadows, like all buildings do, but they also went up over a former rail yard. They represented investment in luxury building at a time in the 90s when New York was struggling with blight. Some New Yorkers credit him for making parts of their city shine.
One aspect that I think is generally unrecognized is his sensitivity to designing the buildings from the inside out.
Jesse Keenan is research director at the Center for Urban Real Estate at Columbia. Trump builds for the rich, and the rich want personal urban spaces to feel luxurious. So balconies were placed for views, floor plans were opened up, extra corners were added for more corner offices. The outside came second, other than often having a giant Trump sign, of course.
So in many ways, you're designing the building for the end user, which is a very different proposition from designing a superficial form that is in the mind of the architect, and then you squeeze units in.
So there are a lot of words you can use to describe Trump's architectural legacy. Modernist, ostentatious, branded, and, like the man, complicated. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.